I'm Karina Espinoza. I'm originally from Makaha, but my mom's Wahana and her genealogy traces back to Kalapana.
So your family home is in Leilani Estates. Now, what happened with that? What was the situation with, did lava inundate the hale?
The hale is still standing, but it's inaccessible. The lava covered all the roads.
And did you guys get everything out? Did Mama get everything that
she... No, she actually left everything except for some sentimental items, pictures, things like that. Things that she couldn't replace. We also have an Ohana plot there. And so my brother that passed away 10 years ago is buried there. Oh. So for her, it was a possible loss all over again. And then, and I live in Kalapana area. So for me, it became air quality.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's why you moved out.
I have been out for a few days now. It was getting bad. I couldn't, you know, I have lung damage from chemotherapy 6 years ago. And so pulmonary damage. And so it makes it really difficult for me to breathe down there.
I am surprised by, given the situation that you're in, that you are just giggling. Now, what are your hopes for the future? What are your plans going forward?
I'm hoping that we can stay in Pune. Pune is... my home. You know, I've been here for a long time, and Pune is like no other. Here, there is no judgment. There's, you know, who, no matter who you are, Pune accepts you.
Living in such close proximity to Pele is something that Pune, especially Pune people, understand. For those who don't understand what that means, what does that mean for someone who lives here?
It's still my home, and I, you know, and it's something you just embrace and you live with. You know it's there.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Pune.